This is KLGR News Director Joshua Dixon, and I am on the line with American Legion National Commander Denise Rohan, who will be passing through this area, southwestern Minnesota. Hello.
Hi, Joshua. It's great to be with you.
It's my understanding you're in a hotel room in Florida right now, correct?
I am. I am in Lady Lake, Florida, and right now it's really chilly, 67 degrees maybe.
I was looking into your biography, and you're from Wisconsin. You're from Iowa. You live in Wisconsin right now. And
correct.
You're doing a lot of traveling these days as the national commander. When you're traveling around, visiting all of these different places around the world, what are you specifically looking for?
Well, what we're looking for is we're trying to gather information. When we're visiting our military personnel, we want to make sure that they have the resources they need and the training that they need to get their jobs done. And we also like to listen to make sure their families are taken care of. A lot of our military personnel are being deployed just by themselves overseas, and their families are here at home worried about them, of course. And we want to make sure that our military personnel have one less thing to worry about, and that's where the American Legion family comes in. We're trying to find the military families, our National Guard and reservists especially, who are just in pockets of little towns across the state, across the United States, actually. When they have somebody missing from their home and some little thing might go wrong, I'm hoping they'll know that the American Legion family, the Legionnaires have all served, our auxiliary and our sons of the American Legion were all part of that family also, and they understand what it means to need that extra hand when somebody may be missing out of the household. So we're listening to those concerns, but we're also listening to veterans' concerns. When I get to visit with rural veterans who aren't in the big cities where there's a VA hospital, listening to their concerns about making sure that health care is available to them as veterans.
Now, I can speak to that in just the past year here. There's been quite a bit of concern about the new program to make sure that veterans in rural areas can find places just to get care in the first place because they don't have as many options as people who might only be 10 miles away from the nearest hospital in the Twin Cities. But here in a rural area, it might be a 45-minute drive to find a clinic that can handle veterans. And so that is a concern in this area especially.
Exactly. And I hear it all over, every place I go. It's that concern. Now, the American Legion, we study VA hospitals, and we believe that VA hospitals should be saved, and we don't want to go completely privatized. But we know that we have veterans who just can't make that trip into wherever the bigger cities are, wherever the VA hospitals are. So we want to make sure that the community care options available to them and that they are enrolled in the VA healthcare system and they're being monitored and they're getting those benefits that they earned while they served in the military. So
one thing that has been mentioned to me when I've done stories before about the local American Legion is there seems to be a generational difference between the older veterans and the younger ones in terms of their attitude. The older veterans seem to be more willing or very happy to join an organization like the American Legion, but the younger ones are a little more reluctant.
Well, that's a good question or point, I guess. I always look and say, like I said, my theme this year is Family First. And the Family First theme comes from the fact that when we go through basic training, those of us in the military, we form a new bond with new folks that we didn't even know before. They all of a sudden become our brothers and sisters. We take care of one another, and as we serve in the military, we just get all this new family members every place we go. It doesn't matter what your age is. We have that bond that we went through basic training at some point in our lives, and each of us have our own different stories. Now, I've seen a lot of younger veterans who really want to get to know the stories of our older veterans who have served. And I've been amazed at some of the stories I've heard from World War II veterans and Korean veterans. And then when I get to sit down and talk to our currently serving veterans, it's just amazing the history and all the pages and histories everyone who served in the military has written. Now, I know that our currently serving, our younger veterans, our younger people in uniform still today, they may not have the time to give to the organization to actually do the volunteer work like our Vietnam-era veterans do and our Panama-era veterans do. But we're asking them to join our organization, be part of the family, even if they can't come to a meeting, that their voices will help. The fact that we have those numbers, when I go before the Congress and Senate and I talk to them and say, you know, this is what we're looking for, we have over 2 million members that we represent. And that's why I'm hoping when everybody starts talking about we need to get younger veterans active, I always say we need to get all veterans active. Now, I know myself as a female veteran, when I identified myself as wanting to join the American Legion, this is 30-some years ago, the American Legion recruiter at that time told me that I could join the American Legion Auxiliary, which I can because I'm married to a veteran. But I was like, wait a minute, I'm eligible to be part of this family. And I also know that when a lot of our Vietnam era veterans came home, the World War II vets or the Korean vets may not have made them feel as welcome as they should have at that time. They may have been turned away just like I was sort of turned away. And I'm just hoping that anybody who's listening to my voice knows, please give the American Legion another chance. No matter what war era you're from, we're looking, I look at the Vietnam era veterans and say, hey, we're retiring now. We're looking for things to do. What better time to step up? And I'm seeing so many Vietnam era veterans who want to make sure that those who are currently serving, when they come home, don't get the kind of welcome that they got, which was not any welcome at all. So Vietnam veterans are stepping up more and more to make sure that our currently serving heroes are getting the welcome home they deserve. If you go to a Legion post and it doesn't just feel right, just try the Legion post down the road and find your right fit and find something that'll keep you busy. Because I believe that those, when I meet Legionnaires and I'm finding Legionnaires who are in their 80s and their 90s, they seem so much younger than people that aren't active with some sort of organization. And we give them that opportunity to be active.
And give them another reason just to get up in the morning and have something to be excited about.
Exactly right.
Okay, one last question. With all of your traveling around the world that you're doing right now, I've talked with people who do traveling, and they say a big part of it is the food. So when you come to southwestern Minnesota, what are you looking forward to being able to eat? Is it the walleye, the lutefisk?
I'm probably not going to be looking forward to lutefisk, but the walleye, and I miss good old-fashioned fish fries on Friday nights and all that good stuff. I like local food, and growing up in the Midwest, the Midwest food is what I miss the best. Just good old down-home family cooking.
Yeah, corn on the cob, mashed potatoes.
Exactly.
And chicken.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Very good. And I've been talking with American Legion National Commander Denise Rohan, who will be visiting our area in early February. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Let me just add, Minnesota's got my complete schedule on their website. It's just www.mn, as in Minnesota, legion.org. And you can follow them, and you can link into our national website also and see all the stuff that's going on.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Joshua.